Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the MSU Extension, Iosco County 4-H, is Susan Wisoon. Susan, how are you today?
I'm good, Kevin. And yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the show to talk about an event you got going on Thursday night. You guys are doing a big fundraiser, aren't you?
We are. We're having a cake auction. The kids are going to decorate a cake, and the parents can come in, or anybody can come in and watch them do it for the last night, and then they want to put them up for auction to raise money for next year.
What a clever idea. It is the Kids and Cakes Club, which is hosting this. Now, this is your last big event before you get ready for next year, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, where's the auction taking place?
It's going to be up at the old Hale High School. They call it Eagle Point now. In the art room.
Okay, yeah, I think that's on Main Street there in Hale. And what time do things get underway?
The auction starts at 7 o'clock. The kids will be starting to decorate around 5 or 5:30, depending when all the kids can get there off the bus and stuff. And they will start that. And then, like I said, the auction starts at 7, and then it'd be finished at 7:30 so we could get all cleaned up.
There you go. Now, it's a silent auction. For people who don't know what a silent auction is, that they just kind of write down their bids next to the cakes they want to bid on, right?
Yes. We're going to have it set up with the kids' first name and their age, and then how many years that they've been in 4-H, so that the people can see that. They're also getting judged. Oh. So we will have a best of show in a couple of age groups, and then I award them their certificates and their pins for being in 4-H.
Oh, all right. Now, the 4-H Kids and Cakes Club, open to members how old?
Well, this year we did 5 on up to 18.
Okay.
So I started out with 25 kids. I still have 20 in it.
Still have 20. And now I'm going to guess, judging by what's going to be happening Thursday night, that they learn how to make cakes and desserts and things like that?
They don't learn how to bake. They learn how to decorate. I teach them the basis of how to frost a cake, and then we work on roses and drop flowers, and then they get to play with the fondant and see how fondant works and to make things out of it. And then I show them how to make an edible image, which is going to be part of the auction. All the kids will be doing a Christmas picture, and they made like an edible image, and then they're going to decorate around that.
Okay. Now, this is open to anyone who'd like to come on in and bid on those cakes.
Yes. We would appreciate it. Again,
sure.
It's raising money because I don't like to charge the kids.
Yeah.
For being in the club, and so usually they just bring me a bag of powdered sugar and a bag of marshmallows so I can make the fondant and everything, but the frosting is over $100 a bucket.
Wow.
So I can't make that much frosting for all those kids ahead of time because I work, and so we use the money to purchase the supplies like sugar cones to show them how to make Christmas trees, buy the bucket of frosting so the kids can practice and use it on the cakes. And any other supplies like cake boards or if I need coloring and stuff, it all goes into an account to help with that.
Okay, so everyone, welcome to come on out Thursday night, Eagle Point Plaza there in Hale. And the silent auction gets underway at 7, but the cake decoration contest starts at 5:30, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun evening.
I hope so.
Yeah, the 4-H Kids and Cakes Club having their cake silent auction fundraiser Thursday night, again, at Eagle Point Plaza in Hale. If they want more information, best thing to call the extension office if they want more information about your club and what else 4-H does?
Yes, that would be great. It's 989-362-3449. I just forgot it.
3449. You were so close. You were working on it.
Thank
well.
You.
There you go. Exactly. All right. The coordinator for the Iosco County 4-H Kids and Cakes Club, that would be Susan Wisoon. Susan, thanks for joining us on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks so much for having us.